as coaches don't care who's in the game, and we have what we consider to be two dynamic starting running backs. And so, you know, when we're constantly answering these questions, as we've been the last couple of days, it's a non-issue to us, and it really doesn't matter. So there are times during the game when Deuce will look out there and say, okay, you know, get in there or get out of there. And then there are other times when the running back himself has something happen in a pileup and he needs a moment and he'll come out. So it happens seamlessly, and it was really a non-issue. The one play where Nick scrambled and threw it to Ertz on the scramble, we were trying to throw it to Sproles, and you can see he was double. So, you know, that was something that they had done in the past where they'll double one or two receivers. That's kind of part of Greg Williams' package, and then you just move on.
Guys are going to catch the ball. We're not superhuman out there. You know that, obviously. So guys are going to make catches. Guys are going to make plays, and you just have to learn from those mistakes that you made, if you made any. And if you didn't on that play, just keep your head up and focus on the next one.
We're continuing to progress. We definitely we're in spurts, and we want to be more consistent as an offense. But I saw us moving in the right direction. We just have to come out here this week, make more corrections, and then continue to work on execution, continuing to stay inside the chains. We don't want to hurt ourselves. We, you know, continue to establish the run game, me be precise in my throwing, and continue to work together as a team. All these games have been team wins. We've played together as a team. We've had big plays on special teams and defense, and the offense has made some plays. So we just have to continue to grow. Can't be afraid of throwing the deep ball. I'm not afraid to throw the deep ball. I'm going to continue to, you know, I've always liked throwing the deep ball. If you play quarterback, you love launching the ball. You love letting it loose. And you can't let the start of the season not being good at it scare you away from it.
I was trying to get around him. But I guess I might have put myself in not the best position when I tried to stay out of contact. But if I could get that play back, I would have played it differently. When you play corner, the down's never over till it's over, and that's just one of the things that you live with when you play out there.
He's making better decisions with the ball. I think he's just a lot more check with me, getting him into favorable plays by what he sees, whatever the defense presents him. He's able to get them into a favorable place. So this offense seems like he has more control over what they run. So it's good for him, and he's able to, you know, whenever a quarterback is able to make that type of decision, you know that, you know, he really has his game down.
There's little things. There's a bunch of little things that led to that poor play in the fourth quarter, and it was shared throughout calls on myself. Defense, you know, the secondary, the rush, the underneath coverage, the deep coverage. We all took a little bit of piece of letting that almost come back. But to the players' credit, they're winners and they're finding ways to win. And again, it's a disastrous fourth quarter for us where we have to make a stand in the very last minutes, and the guys stood up and made plays again. And that's what winners do. They find ways to win. Now, what we have to do and what I've got to do is make sure that doesn't happen again. And we had a long session this morning about every detail of that fourth quarter and what went wrong and how we're going to fix it.